The Masters Playground. Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo.
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 The Master's Playground can be found on Skid Row Studios every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are releasing pre-recorded broadcasts weekly between now and February 28th. At that time, we will go live with streaming radio, streaming video, greeting callers, and playing with tools of the divine.
The divine, the divine.
As you tune in to me and I to you, we greet each episode by taking a moment to tune in together. It's a simple practice of chanting the Adi Mantra three times. This aligns our mind, our spirit, and our body to become alert and assert your will so that your practice will fulfill its intention. It's a bowing to your higher self and the alignment to the teacher within.
Teacher within.
Teacher within.
Teacher within.
Teacher within.
Teacher within.
We will begin by chanting the following. Ong, O-N-G, Namo, N-A-M-O, Guru, G-U-R-O-O, Dave, D-A-Y-V, Namo, N-A-M-O. Placing our hands in prayer position in front of our heart chakras, eyes closed, we will breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathe in deeply. And on the next breath in, we will begin.
Om Namo Gurudev Namo.
Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the infinite. I bow to the teacher within.
Within, 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 within.
Divine lover,
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 lover.
Happy Valentine's Day, a day where the collective consciousness comes together to express their genuine love for one another. Although we celebrate this every day with our interactions, our friends, our partners, today is the day when we genuinely come together to share in this vision. So as we take hold of one another and celebrate with the genuine love that we have for each other, we take a moment to embrace ourselves, the commitment to ourselves. The divine lover is you. So what is commitment to ourselves? How do you love yourself and allow love in? One practical tool from the divine is through meditation. Meditation is a practice in which we train the mind and induce a mode of consciousness to realize ourselves, our true higher self. Meditation promotes relaxation, builds internal energy, or our life force, and develops compassion, love, patience, generosity, and forgiveness. With that in mind, on February 16th, Sunday, I will be starting a daily meditation video blog. It is called Chrissy Stereo. Meditate with me. With this part of the journey, I'm going to be diving into embracing my daily meditation practice and capturing it on video to share with you. This part of the journey is to connect and communicate more of my personal experience with meditation and to interact on the meditative front with others. I invite you to join me on this experience. The meditations that we will be embracing will be had for a duration of 40 days. 40-day meditation practices, when performed nonstop daily, allow for us to break any negative habits that block us from ourselves, our true self. Relationships. The relationship to the divine, to another, and to yourself takes commitment. All of it is a labor of self-love. It is a commitment to what is in your heart. The labor is in your being rather than doing anything. It embraces a moment where we love ourselves. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Lovers actualized. When two people meet, what is the love? The love is your divine self meeting the other divine self. It is the beauty had within the merging of two souls. It is the one. It is the unity of the soul, the heart, the being, the one,
the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one.
Relationships are great teachers. They teach us that life is not about changing or controlling the outside world. Life is about molding and mastering the perceptions from the inside. Always compassionately command any union. Commanding is the togetherness. And the mand. Minds. Thoughts formed from these tethered together minds display the possibilities of life and break the illusions that bind us short of our dreams. Learn to limit the thoughts that do not serve or further life's possibilities, or that produce ill will. Learn to have the authority that achieves mental and emotional clarity. Remember, you're the one who thinks and feels your thoughts and feelings. Make the choices that allow you to relate, not the ones that refuse or confuse or self-protect by remaining closed. Relational success is never found with competition or comparison. As long as there's comparing going on, there is no relating. Be compassionate and compatible for others. To aspire. Be compassionate and compatible, and you are the one whom others will admire. Be compassionate and compatible, and you will recognize the other person as yourself. Then remember, every event in life, even being yourself, is a relationship. Strive to be the best participant as possible. Within that dynamic is sex and sexuality. And we're going to get into talking about that in another episode because it is definitely worthy of its own show. That's for sure. But for now, I'd like for us to get deeper and deeper with the realization of your own divine self and meeting the other divine self. Enjoy.
Deeper.
You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode, Divine Lover.
Lover, 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 lover.
In this episode, we've been discussing how the Divine Lover is, in fact, our own self. It is about loving ourself, honoring ourself, committing to ourselves. We also explored how relationships are in actuality the meeting of two divine selves, the gift of love.
Of love, of love, of love, of love, of love. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. We are preparing to go live on February 28th. When we go live, there's going to be live video, live radio, and we will continue playing with a variety of tools of the divine. You could find us every week on skidrowstudios.com, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you could also find our podcast available on iTunes for free. Earlier in the show, I mentioned how on this Sunday, February 16th, I will be launching a daily video meditation blog. It is a blog that will be focused on documenting my personal experience with meditation and inviting interaction, inviting you to share in the experience, to join me on the meditations. We will be practicing a 40-day meditation and sharing our experience of what we go through and how our body and spirit is responding to the practice. This is in commitment to ourselves, our divine self. We are in truly amazing times. Everything is changing. Our awareness is expanding. We are unifying. But in order to realize our true potential, We must do the work. The year of seven. We must strive for our higher self. This is a great channel and gateway to realizing all of your dreams. Seekers and students often complain that when they sit down to meditate, they're not always greeted with pleasant openness, readiness, or a heartfelt sense of willingness. Yogi Bhajan said many times, if when meditating, all your garbage does not come out to greet you, you're probably not meditating. See, meditation disassembles old thought patterns and it reassembles them into new ones. This way, it creates the path for the pre-awakened to become awaken.
Awaken, 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 awaken.
This isn't always a dance. In fact, it can be a struggle, especially when running into patterns that have become attachments. Attachments are common when patterns are in place for a very long time. They are entrenched in the established system, and the subconscious believes they are protecting you and isn't willing to give them up easily. However, don't be too concerned. Meditation is not about getting it right. It's about getting right to it and doing it daily. It's not about proving who you are, but rather improving who you are. So on Sunday, we begin a 40-day meditation. I will be posting online, both on the Facebook, the Master's Playground fan page, and also on my website, Chrissy Stereo, additional information as to how to access the video. It's going to have its own YouTube channel. And every day, here we go, rolling it up. Now, one keynote to mention is that you don't have to worry about starting on day one. You could join in at any time. The practice is solely in keeping your daily practice once you begin for a duration of 40 days. It's going to be so amazing to share in this experience with you and welcome you into my daily meditation practice. I'm looking forward to reviewing on a daily basis what it is that we go through, sharing with each other our progression, our self-mastery.
Thank you.
that song was called The Answer, written and produced by yours truly, Chrissy Stereo. It's one of the very first songs that I ever produced upon coming out of the producer's gates, if you will. It's something I'm very proud of. You could find that song and many others on ChrissyStereo.com. Connecting to the Nam. Everything is done with devotion.
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 Devotion. Devotion. Devotion. Bhakti Yoga is a spiritual path described in Hindu philosophy for fostering love of, faith in, and surrender to the divine. It means to realize the divine. A lot of our society train us into thinking that the divine is outside of us, that it is a destination. The unification and love begins with the self and realizing you are the divine.
Divine, 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 divine,
divine. The divine lover. The commitment is to yourself. To realize that you are the divine. It is through devotion to the self and connecting to the Nam that love is realized.
Realized. Realized.
Love is gentle as a rose, and love can alone. We got to let love rule.
thank you for another beautiful episode of The Master's Playground. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Christy Stereo. Wow, here we go. The planets are shifting. Exciting times are upon us. Our evolution is here. Sending so much love and light to all of you. I truly cherish you all. Embrace the work ahead of you. Embrace letting go and letting the divine. It's funny, there's a friend of mine who says, let go or be dragged. So, yeah, you know, it's time to let go. You know, let go and let the divine in, let the love in. Truly, truly magical times are here. It is time to let go of the old thoughts, the old beliefs, the old way of thinking, and allow yourself to become the divine. Allow yourself to become love. Wow, my heart's getting really, really, really big right now. Anyways, thank you, The Master's Playground. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on skidrowstudios.com. We are going live in 2 weeks. In next week's episode, it's going to be another pre-recorded broadcast. It'll be the last one before we go live, and it's going to be my birthday. Oh my God, it's my birthday. All right. Much love and light to you all. Chrissy Stereo.
Chrissy Stereo.
Chrissy Stereo. Love yourself.
Love yourself. Love yourself. Yourself. Yourself.
Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 Blessings.
Blessings.
May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on.
The Master's Playground.